Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Regina, Regina, WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's 45 degrees. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore. This is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives is preparing to vote on the spending bill strongly supported by President Trump. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries speaking out against the bill's massive cuts to Medicaid and other social programs to offset costs for extending tax cuts.
Not simply an assault on the economy, a broken promise. It's an assault on the health care of the American people.
This is House Speaker Mike Johnson.
What we're going to do here this morning is truly historic, and it will make all the difference in the daily lives of hardworking Americans.
One man's in custody in the killing of two Israeli embassy staffers who were attending an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum last night. The suspect was heard shouting support for Palestine after the shootings. The Justice Department moving to cancel the police reform settlements in Minneapolis where George Floyd was killed and in Louisville where Breonna Taylor was killed. This is ABC News. Vocal disagreements in the Oval Office between South Africa's president and President Trump, who says white genocide is happening in the country where apartheid was once the law of the land. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The president insists white South African farmers are being persecuted and murdered on a mass scale, with the cameras rolling, dimming the lights to present what he claims is evidence, showing clips of extremists calling for violence, then leafing through articles he says prove it's happening.
Death.
There is a crime problem in South Africa, but there is no evidence it is racially motivated or amounts to genocide. White people make up only 7% of the country, but own the vast majority of its farmland.
Two women under arrest and charged in that New Orleans jailbreak last week. They're accused of helping several fugitive inmates evade capture and providing them with food and shelter while they were helping out. Five of the men are still on the loose. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hey, tool lovers, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has a hot deal you don't want to miss. Right now, grab the Milwaukee M18 Red Lithium XC5.0 2-pack battery, normally $296.99, now just $229. And here's the kicker, you'll get one of those tools free, an M18 2-gallon wet dry vacuum, an M18 compact heat gun, or the M18 6-pack sequential charger. Stock is limited, so hustle into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel and power up your toolbox today.
Coming up, a check of today's forecast, the forecast for the weekend as well, whether or not you should take a rain flap with you for your tent, camping over the holiday weekend. We'll have the tales coming up.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high in the low 60s today, some sunshine gradually, maybe a few stray sprinkles late in the day or early evening. Tonight, a low of 39. Friday, partly cloudy, a high of 63. Saturday, partly cloudy and quiet, a high of 65. Sunday, upper 60s. Monday as well, a few sprinkles possible by afternoon on Memorial Day. We have an east wind at 5 miles per hour right now in Richland Center. After 1/100th of an inch of rain fell early today, 59/100th yesterday. We're up 3 from the overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It reads 45.
Always thought you loved that black C-71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run. For keeps, you call me up to tell me you were working late. But I heard right now you're dancing with little Miss Jane. Birds been talking up on the wire, spilling your secrets all over this town. You and her back row pulling on ladders. Did you really think that I wouldn't find out? Oh, so I found a little gas in a small red can. Goodyear tires burn, burn. You're gonna learn. Never should have put your lips on her. Should have known from the way that you never left your phone sitting by the bed, or the way that you laughed it off when I was catching on. Said it was in my head. Did you think that I wouldn't smell that cheap perfume? You'll have to find a new ride, 'cause the joke's on you. Tires burn, burn, you're gonna learn. Never should have put your lips on her. Put your lips on her. Burn, 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 baby. You'll learn, learn.
Charlie Pierce on WRCO and Truck on Fire. Some things to recognize, celebrate today, International Chardonnay Day. It's National Maritime Day and also Sherlock Holmes, National Vanilla Pudding Day. It's Red Nose Day and Craft Distillery Day. It's also Canadian Immigrants and Bitcoin Pizza Day. Observed annually this day. This day back in time was the day when bitcoins for currency first used. I'll pay 10,000 bitcoins for a couple of pizzas, maybe two large ones, so I have enough. That was the statement that was posted, and the rest is history, as two Papa John's pizzas were sent out then as a result. It is 7-Eleven today on a Thursday. We'll see what old Hank is up to. He's a world record beater, and we'll have more. Plus, birthdays and anniversaries, too.
Class of 2025 leaves behind the lockers and classrooms, but takes the memories forever. Congratulations, Riverdale Class of 2025 from Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body, Foggy Bottom Woodworks and Foggy North, the People's Community Bank, and by Town and Country TV and Appliance.
Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending. Walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, 'cause we're only here for a little while. Today I stood singing songs and saying amen, saying goodbye to an old friend who seems so young. He spent his life
Working hard to chase a dollar, putting off until tomorrow things you should have done. It made me stop and think, what's the hurry, why the running? I don't like what I'm becoming. I'm gonna change my style, take my time, and not take it all for granted, cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Like I'll never see tomorrow. Treat each day as though it's borrowed, like it's precious as a child. Oh, take my hand, let us reach out to each other, cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, with needs an extra mile. Pray what needs praying, say what needs saying, cause we're
serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Energy efficiency and lower utility bills. ¿Quiere ahorrar en sus facturas de energía? Looking to save money on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Your first choice for better health.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics remind you that mental health is an important part of your overall health. Talk to your primary care provider about feelings of depression, anxiety, or PTSD. There's hope where there is help.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Rawhide. You know what?
You almost hit the note. That's better.
Yeah. I got a text message that said, and this is from Debbie. It says, I should stick to selling and Joanne should stick to the news.
Instead of singing Islands in the Stream?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's legitimate, I think.
I mean, very hurtful.
Uh-huh. Right. But don't let it bother you. I mean, everybody has critics. You know, the most popular singers, there are people that dislike them. So there you go.
It still hurts.
Don't take it hard.
Mm-hmm. I quit sales yesterday to become a singer today.
Did you really?
Yeah. So.
Well, hopefully that goes well for you.
I don't get a debut here?
No. Mm-mm.
Can I get my sales job back?
Yeah, well, we'll see. We've already offered it to somebody else. But anyway, David Rush is in the news.
What do you do now?
Did you see that? We haven't talked about him for a while. We were kind of worried about him. The Idaho man who holds the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles, David Record Breaker Rush, said it originally took him 5 years of attempts to set the record for most water moved by the hands in 30 seconds. So he was able to use his hands to transfer 1.3 gallons of water between two containers in 30 seconds.
That's impressive.
Oh, yeah, there's a video of him, he's, you know, splashing in there. But
can you let the audience see that?
No, I really can't. I can do play-by-play of it. Several of his early attempts were disqualified due to Guinness World Records rules violations, including his pitcher of water moving slightly and using a non-approved surface.
Oh.
So you gotta
I'm sure there's all kind of stuff that...
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear about 721 friends of mine in Tennessee?
No, what happened?
Yeah, they all fit in the same underwear.
Is this true?
Yeah, people wearing the same pair of underpants. A group of people gathered and wore the same pair of giant underpants while squeezing into them all at once. This attempt wasn't about functionality, but simple about fitting the largest number of people into a tiny space. Ridiculously, while funny, it doesn't exactly scream comfort or practicality. It is definitely a record you probably won't want to be a part of.
Huh. Wonder whose undies those were. So,
I'm not going to say. Here we go.
Oh boy.
Most feet sniffed.
Most feet sniffed.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Over 5,600. Yeah. Madeline Albright from the U.S. That's something to be proud of.
Wow.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. She worked at a foot care product testing lab.
June can't stand the smell of just mine, you know. So
I think that's just you.
Yeah. Well, it could be. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big feet person.
No, no.
I'm not. Soaked mine in Listerine yesterday.
People will tell you, though, you know, the feet are cleaner than the hands.
Some say, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've heard anyway.
But for us who wear leather shoes all the time,
oh,
non-breathable,
oh,
not good for your feet.
No, it's not.
It's not. Mm-mm. So if you soak them in yellow Listerine, that helps get rid of some of the fungus on them.
Yellow Listerine.
Yes.
Okay, with your socks on?
No, it's preferably off.
Oh, preferably off.
Yeah.
If you can get them off.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so hairy, I don't even have to wear socks anymore.
Right.
Just all the stuff that's in them. Do you want to see it?
No, that's all right.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
No.
Most live rattlesnakes held in the mouth by the tail.
Well, that's where you'd want to hold them.
13.
Right?
13 rattlesnakes held in the mouth by tail.
You'd have to stand back so they couldn't.
Well, I wouldn't want no part of that.
Oh, boy.
And they were alive, and yes, they were rattling, Phil.
Wow.
Again, why?
Why? What some people do for thrills.
You know what? You got mentioned on the Roundup. Congratulations.
Uh-huh.
I hope the 16 snake bites don't hurt you.
Boy. Yeah. Just, I hope they had some sort of serum there just in case.
Longest distance to squirt milk from the eye.
Oh, I think we've had that one before. But
well, it's a new record.
It's a new record.
Yeah. 9 feet and 2 inches.
Oh.
Yelmaz is his last name from Turkey. He snorts milk up his nose and sprays it out of his eye like a squirt gun.
Oh.
You're welcome, Phil.
Again. Why? How?
They even get better. Most cockroaches eaten in a minute. Give me a guess. What do you think?
20.
36.
36. Gross. I wonder.
And no ketchup.
Yeah, I wonder. That's a lot of protein.
I don't care.
I suppose.
Couldn't eat one cockroach.
Well, you probably have over the years. They say that there are bits of them in your SpaghettiOs or whatever it might be.
Goody.
Yeah. Wonder how many calories that is.
Most live maggots moved using teeth.
You should have stopped at cockroaches.
20. Ugh. 20 wiggling maggots.
Oh. That's enough to stop right there.
How was your night off?
Yeah.
It was better than these guys.
Yeah. No kidding. Why? Why?
Oh. This is something that you and I can try it, Bri. Most balloons blown up by the nose in 3 minutes. Think about it. That'd be something fun to try.
Yeah.
28.
Oofta. You'd booger that up. I'm sure you would.
Oh, my goodness.
Night off was good. Good. We had a chance. We actually came in here and did a little recording, and then took my lovely out for some wings at Quail Run.
Oh, really?
Got to see Amber out there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She burned them again?
Nope. Oh, no. They were very good.
They're good.
Very
Amber
good.
Amber does a nice job out there. So I must have just left the time you got here.
At the radio station?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Must have.
What time did you get here?
A little before 6.
I left a little before 6.
Yeah. I timed it just right then, didn't I?
Starting to get a complex. I should already have one.
Yeah, right. I had an interview with a new salesman, so I just...
What's June?
Yeah. Oh, well. Speaking of money,
uh-huh.
Did you see Brock Purdy?
Oh, my goodness.
Brock Purdy's $265 million contract.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. It just boggles my mind.
It's amazing that 65% of professional players, when they retire, go broke within 2 years.
Oh, I know.
That's just crazy to me.
Making that kind of money.
It's
the expensive lifestyle that, you know, when you quit, then, you know, you don't, if you aren't getting the endorsements and things like that, like the big wigs do, but some of the lesser known guys. But plus, they've got about 20 family members that they're probably supporting. And
well, and there's, you know, and your taxes on your house are $2.5 million
a year. Yes, right.
That's just. You know, live comfortably.
Live in Sextonville.
Yeah.
Right. 265. Unreal. So that's a record contract for him. And then you wonder, is he worth it? You know, I mean, I don't know.
I don't think he is.
I don't think anybody's worth that. But
well, I don't think I'm not a big Brock Purdy fan, but he didn't have a really good year last year. He had one good year, and I'm waiting still. I'm just waiting for a check to get being a tackling dummy.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
Well, I'd take it for that much.
You know what? I would be a water boy.
Oh, yeah.
They get paid like 60 grand.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I could use some vacation on the weekends, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Water boy.
Yeah.
You can.
Be an inside reporter for WRCO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's some similarities between you and that Adam Sandler character, water boy. You and your mama.
Foosball. Anybody know about foosball?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, anyway. Most backflips in a minute, Phil.
Oh.
It gets better on a pogo stick.
Oh.
Are you ready for this? Tyler Phillips completed 49 backflips in 60 seconds, all while bouncing.
So he landed on the pogo stick every time?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it takes some talent.
Yeah, it takes something. Probably took some headaches at first, too.
I would guess so, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Longest time spent in a locked coffin.
Oh.
Yeah. 33 days.
Hoofta.
Yeah. Andreas Morakovez from Australia, locked himself inside a coffin as part of an art performance. He remained inside for over a month, experiencing complete darkness and limited space. That's like me every day. Bizarre. Being locked in a coffin over a month is certainly extreme, but definitely raises questions about the purpose of the mental toll of such a record.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, first of all, I have a couple questions on this about mental toughness. There's something wrong with your mental thing if you want to do that anyway.
No kidding. The only thing, it's not even similar, but you know, anybody's slightly claustrophobic, have an MRI sometime.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
And you, of course, you get headphones, and you get—I mean, it is lit,
right?
So there would be a difference, but it is. I would think it's similar to what it would be like, mm-hmm. As far as the closeness in the space.
Yeah.
So just do that instead, I guess.
Largest collection of used toilet paper rolls.
Oh, we have that here, don't we?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Record is 1,500. Tom Reese of the U.S. Tom collected thousands of used toilet paper rolls. I'm sorry, 15,000 toilet paper rolls, storing them in his home for years as a part of his personal hobby, of collecting toilet paper rolls.
People were just giving them away. Wow.
Collecting used toilet paper rolls is certainly strange, but you have to wonder where the fascination with such an odd collection began.
I would guess so.
Yeah.
Huh.
I collect one at a time when I don't change the toilet paper roll. Like,
right.
I'm done.
Right.
That's exactly. Going in the trash.
Yeah. Well, you can use it as a megaphone, though. Hello, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
That kind of thing.
You need some serious help. I'm going to call the doctor.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
No, that's fine.
Would you talk to him?
Probably.
Well, I know a good dentist, so maybe if you can talk to him and get some stuff set straight.
Okay.
But anyway, what are you doing tonight?
Richland Center, the baseball game got moved to 7 o'clock this evening.
You're going to be out late.
Well, yeah, but it's going to get a little chilly, too. 39 for the overnight low.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, well, I'll be in a booth. I don't care.
You don't care. You're
That's what people say. Like, oh, and I say, hey, man, if I have a booth, I don't care what's doing out there. No, I don't have to worry about it.
You don't care about the poor umpires or anything?
No, I don't care about the poor umpires.
What if I was umpire?
And the kids are young. They can withstand. They're resilient.
What about the umpires? Would you say, oh, poor Henry?
Poor Henry. I don't know.
He should have known. I told him this morning.
Henry. That's a candy bar.
Oh, Henry. Yeah, the great candy bar. If you haven't tried it, you need to get one.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they still sell them?
I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't seen them for a long time.
If you need an old Henry, come by here. I'll give you an old Henry.
All right.
Old Henry.
There you are.
Have a good day.
We say it every day.
Be kind.
This Father's Day, fire up the fun at the Father's Day Cookout and Car Cruise-In, happening Thursday, June 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Celebrate Dad with grilled favorites, cold drinks, and a lineup of classic cars that'll make him smile. Great food, family fun, and plenty of chrome. What more could Dad want? Cruise in with your own classic car. Everyone's welcome to join the fun. That's Thursday, June 12th, 5 to 7 p.m. at Schmidt Woodland Hills, helping celebrate 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Be there and cruise into a great time.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sextonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
On May 22nd of 1964, President Johnson, speaking at the University of Michigan, outlined the goals of his Great Society. 1969, the lunar module of Apollo 10 with Thomas P. Stafford and Eugene Cernan aboard flew within 9 miles of the moon's surface in a dress rehearsal for the first lunar landing. And in 1992, after a reign lasting nearly 30 years, Johnny Carson hosted his final episode of NBC's Tonight Show. End of an era, and a sad night that night. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Russell Willis. Happy 5th from Grandpa Dan and Grandma Marge. Have an awesome birthday, Russell. Wishes today to Finley Kepler. Happy 11th from Grandpa and Grandma Kepler. And also to Finley from St. Mary's School. To Dennis Anderson, all the best today. Happy birthday, Dawson Durst from Lori and the Guys. And to Steve Durst as well. To Fred Durst, a.k.a. Steve Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And also the same to Dawson Durst from Butch and Margaret. Birthday greetings to Jason Coy from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Alexis Klingeman from Park Street Christian Church. Bob Mertz, happy anniversary from wife Carmen today. Have a great day and best wishes. Happy birthday to Bobby Turner Vickery from IHS 1974. To Bonnie Vonderheide and David Klang from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today with wishes for us to pass along. Robert Bob, Griffin Elder, Jerry Coe, to Rhonda Meister, Jaron Scott, and Deb Reeder as well. Have a great day, Ron Schmidt from Richland Area Senior Citizens. The RC Lions saluting Caitlin Olson, Corey Nugent, Finley Kepler, Caitlin Olson, Kyle Huth, and Becca Lee. Bloom City Town Crier today with wishes for Shannon Clark and Kalia Harris. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary to Troy and Kathy Maloney. And to Troy and Kathy Maloney, congrats from Park Street Christian Church.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We are known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
7:41:46 at WRCO Studios, headed towards 62 a little bit later on today.
I don't need a shooting star to make my wish come true. I don't need a four-leaf clover or crystal ball to see through. Folks always do. I got my very own big time star, and she shines the whole night through. She's a miracle, a sight to see. Oh, the way she touches me, way down deep in my soul. Something's got a hold and it won't let go. Oh, if I stumble, if I fall, she's waiting right there to catch me. Oh, she's a miracle to me. I don't need any good luck charms, always hanging around. Don't need any wishing well to throw my down. Don't need to make the front page news, be the talk of the town. I'm telling all the world I've got a heavenly girl right here on the ground. She's a miracle, a sight to see. Oh, the way she touches me, way down deep in my soul. Something's got a hold and it won't let go. Oh, if I stumble, if I fall, she's waiting right there to catch me. Oh, she's a miracle to me. She's everything in the world to me, a beautiful dream come true. Every day to see. Oh, the way she touches me, way down deep in my soul. Something's got a hold and it won't let go. Oh, if I stumble, if I fall, she's waiting right there to catch me. Oh, she's a miracle, she's a miracle, a sight to see. She touches me, way down deep in my soul. Something's got a hold and it won't let go. If I stumble.
That's Exile on WRCO for our special couples today. She's a miracle. Joanne is coming in with the news. I'll check sports next hour, and we'll have our trivia question of the day and some community guests in during our morning show time, all a part of our Thursday morning get-together from WRCO.
You may have noticed that Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court and Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is cloudy, 46 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Clouds mixing with some sunshine gradually today. A bit breezy with stray sprinkles possible late afternoon. A high of 62 and northerly winds 8 to 16 miles per hour. Tonight, maybe a sprinkle this evening. Partly cloudy to clear and cool with a low of 39. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 42, it's 46 degrees, with easterly winds at 3 miles per hour.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulas. Tuesday was a day of action for gun violence prevention at the Capitol in Madison. Gun safety advocates and Democratic lawmakers pushed for legislative solutions to gun violence in Wisconsin. Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Johnson said things like universal background checks and mandatory waiting periods on gun purchases, reporting requirements on lost and stolen guns and red flag laws are common sense protections. Representative Sheila Stubbs of Madison said not doing anything is a decision made by Republican lawmakers that is costing lives. Republican lawmakers stripped firearms provisions out of Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget, but are offering a bill this session to exempt gun safes and gun locks from state sales tax. At the Capitol, a Republican bill to increase penalties for rioting in Wisconsin is paused for now. The legislation received significant opposition earlier this month in the State Assembly's Judiciary Committee and was not given a committee vote on Wednesday. Democrats Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee and Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie were pleased, calling the bill legal overreach that could be used against legitimate protests. The bill's author, Two Rivers Republican Shay Sortwell, accused them of falsely claiming the bill was pulled from Wednesday's agenda when a vote hadn't officially been scheduled. Committee Chair Representative Ron Tussler told WisPolitics in a statement that the bill, in its current form, has constitutional common sense and enforcement issues and will not receive a vote until those are addressed. A Wisconsin politician is proposing the state reduce its number of elections. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling for the state to get rid of spring elections. Van Orden said on Wisconsin Eye that spring elections, which are held for officially nonpartisan races, should be done each fall instead. Van Orden cited voter fatigue, financial efficiency, and never-ending political campaigns to support his idea. The state's constitution requires spring elections for nonpartisan offices, specifically mentioning judicial elections, which are to be held outside of partisan elections. Van Orden said that Republicans don't vote as often in spring elections. Viroqua's hospital is undergoing a name change and rebranding. Vernon Health will be the new name of the hospital, replacing the old moniker, Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Vernon Health said its new branding symbolizes unity, care, diversity, and warmth. The hospital, which began operations in 1951, will hold a family fun night on September 3rd in Viroqua to celebrate the name change. The new name and logo is the result of a two-year collaborative process between the hospital and community. A Western Wisconsin manufacturer is planning on laying off dozens of workers. Truvant, a packaging and labeling service, is closing its Prairie du Chien North facility. 74 workers will be affected, according to the Department of Workforce Development. In a letter to the state, as well as city officials, Truvant cited changing business circumstances for the closure. 44 workers are having their jobs eliminated, while the remaining 30 are transferring to other facilities in the area. The closure is scheduled for July 15th. It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The daily line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was opened were for about 155,000 passengers per year, but in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse. A Trempealeau County footbridge is a total loss after a fire last week. The Wisconsin DNR said that the bridge spanning the Tank Creek near Trempealeau caught on fire last Thursday. As a result, the damages have left the bridge unusable. The former railroad bridge was built in 1957. There's no detour for the trail, which is 24 miles long and connects to the La Crosse River Trail. The DNR is investigating the fire while it cleans up debris and asks that people using the trail stay off of the damaged bridge for their safety. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers that it is illegal to pass agricultural vehicles in no-passing zones. According to a social media post, law enforcement authorities responded to over 400 crashes involving farm vehicles in 2024. They say there have been over 2,000 in the last 5 years. The State Patrol is reminding residents to be alert behind the wheel and drive with caution to protect both themselves and farmers on the roads, as those agricultural vehicles typically move at significantly slower speeds than usual road traffic. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is investigating a deadly UTV crash from over the weekend that caused the death of a 10-year-old boy. The report says it happened Saturday on private property in the township of Dayton in Richland County. The victim and a juvenile passenger were riding a small UTV. The driver took a quick turn, which the DNR said caused the vehicle to tip on its driver's side. The DNR said it is still determining safety certifications and helmet use. The boy's death marks the 13th ATV-UTV-related fatality in Wisconsin already this year. There were 40 such fatal crashes last year. It's National Mailbox Improvement Week. This week, the U.S. Postal Service is encouraging customers to inspect, maintain, and upgrade their mailboxes to help ensure safe, secure, and efficient mail delivery. Each year, USPS designates the third week of May as Mailbox Improvement Week to encourage customers with box-on-post delivery to examine and, where necessary, improve the appearance of their mailboxes. Through regular mailbox maintenance, efficient mail delivery, enhanced neighborhood curb appeal, and improved postal service operations are better insured. The Postal Service annually calls attention to Mailbox Awareness Week because of the wear and tear that occurs to mailboxes throughout the year. Some of the typical activities homeowners may need to do include replacing loose hinges on a mailbox door, repainting a mailbox that may have rusted or has started to peel, remounting a loosened mailbox post, replacing or adding house numbers, and keeping security top of mind. Tips to secure your mailbox include: promptly pick up your mail, Try not to leave letters and packages in your mailbox or at your door for any length of time, and report mailbox vandalism. If you see someone actively tampering with a mailbox, immediately report it to the police. If you know of someone who committed an act of mailbox vandalism, report it to a postal inspector at 1-877-876-2455. Registration is open for the High Ground's two female veterans retreats coming up in June. Veterans are welcome to join one or both retreats free of charge. Transportation to and from the retreat weekend is the responsibility of the veteran. Due to limited space, registration is required. The Courage to Heal Female Veterans Retreat is a PTSD-MST-focused retreat that will be held June 13th through 15th. With the veterans' registration, lodging arrangements will be made by the High Ground at a motel adjacent to the High Ground. The retreat will consist of workshops and activities for female veterans that have been proven helpful in the management of post-traumatic stress and military sexual trauma recovery. Veterans can also enjoy the beauty of the natural surroundings and the camaraderie of other female veterans. The activities will combine nature-based physical activities, creative arts, mindfulness, and PTS management workshops led by Vietnam veteran nurse and PTS MST advocate Sarah Bloom. The Outdoor Adventures Female Veterans Retreat, planned for June 20th through 22nd, has been organized for the female veterans who enjoy the physical demands of hiking, nights under the stars, and other outdoor activities. Spending time in nature is one of the most effective and achievable ways to help heal and manage PTS and to reach goals of better mental health. Attendees and guides will be hiking the rolling terrain of area trails, camping under the stars at the High Ground, and participating in other outdoor activities such as kayaking. Female veterans will have the opportunity to learn or hone their outdoor skills, as well as techniques for PTS-MST management, boosting their confidence to continue the activities after the retreat. All the basic equipment necessary for this adventurous weekend is provided with the veterans' registration. Registration for these retreats is required by May 30th. To register for one or both retreats and for more information, veterans are invited to email Teresa at museum@thehighground.org or call 715-743-4224.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, one quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Thursday, May 22nd. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78, of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center, died January 3rd after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78, of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center. Beverly A. Knight, age 84, died May 11th. Funeral services will be held at 1 this afternoon at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet today from 11 until the time of service at 1. Beverly A. Knight, age 84. Sharon L. Gard, age 77, died Saturday unexpectedly in her sleep. Memorial services will be held at 1 Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Sharon L. Gard, age 77. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Burr Wesleyan Church. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2:30. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
A reminder, ADRC and Simons Recreation Complex 3rd Annual 3K 5K Wellness Stride, scheduled for today, has been postponed due to the windy forecast. For more information, call Simons Recreation Complex at 608-647-8522. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe with an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
On this vote, the yeas are 215, the nays are 214. With one answering present. The bill is passed.
And with that, the budget bill that President Trump had pushed Republicans to pass did pass by just one vote. The GOP says it will revive the U.S. economy. Democrats say it will kick millions off Medicaid and food stamps. The bill now moves on to the Senate. The man in custody for allegedly shooting and killing two Israeli embassy staffers outside the Capitol Jewish Museum had chanted support for Palestine as he was taken into custody.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying this